welcome to another edition of Flea Market Fantasy, the world's second greatest Bronze Age era comic book podcast. Joining me, as always, is new Mike L. Kevin Jank.
I'm here, and I am still white.
No. That was the intro for last week. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. You never know. It could happen at any time. These things just come and go.
This week, Kev, I don't have to call you Kev this week. Cousin Pete's not here. This week, right. Jank, we're reading Dead Man Issue 1 from 1986.
That intro is kind of appropriate because this guy is also very, very white.
He is very white. We'll get into that in a second as well. But Dead Man. Now, before we start the Dead Man conversation, let's just remind everybody, if you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Big news, Jank. We've reached 200 subscribers.
Ooh, we did it.
Well, we've done 40% of it. We got to get to 500 subscribers. That's the goal. 500, but we're there. Thanks,
everyone. We did 40% of the job, but we got a full smile.
If you can just get all the Jank cousins to subscribe, we'll be there by the end of the week. But, yeah, thanks. Thanks to everyone out there. We appreciate the support. All right, so Dead Man, Jank. Now, have you ever read any Dead Man?
I'm sure I've read things with him in it. I would not say I've read a Dead Man issue on its own, no.
Yeah, we've done a Dead Man backup story with Mike L. in the earlier years of this show, and I was trying to think, what was that in? And I think it was in one of those dopey Christmas with the Superhero books.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I remember Dick Giordano drew, and his art was great. So, all right, so that Dead Man, neither of us have a lot of experience with the Dead Man, but I always I liked the idea of him in that little story I read. Basically, he's a dead guy who floats around. He's like a spirit, and he can possess different people's bodies and, like, live in their bodies. So that's basically what he does. So
yeah.
Something, I guess.
It's an interesting gimmick, for sure, yeah. I can see that working.
Kind of like a Gary Coleman movie when you think about it. Like, couldn't Gary Coleman be pulling that off? Kid from Broken Halo? Well, he wasn't possessing people, but he was.
Yeah.
But anyway, wouldn't that be something?
People's bodies. Yeah.
If one day I was possessed by the spirit of Gary Coleman, that'd be amazing.
God. Yeah. He'd be like, I could finally reach things on the top shelf. This is amazing.
Dream come true. All right, so Dead Man, the character's name is...
That's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of foot chases. And all the old Gary Coleman movies, he always had one scene where he was doing a foot chase. And so he also would take his shirt off, it seemed like, a lot of times, too. But make a foot chase. But anyway, we're getting off track.
I'll direct you by that creep bike shop owner.
Was there ever a Gary Coleman comic book while we're on it? I mean, there really should have been.
I'm sure there must have been.
There had to have been, right?
Seems like they're sitting on a gold mine if they do.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, most of our audience has no idea who we're talking about right now because I'm an old man and you're slightly less old man. So Gary Coleman is in our wheelhouse. But anyway, Dead Man, real name Boston Brand, first appearance Strange Adventures 205, 1967, created by Arnold Drake and Carmine Infantino. And then Neil Adams and writer Jack Miller took over that run, and they lasted until issue 216, which ended in 1969. That was the last original Dead Man story until this here issue we're reading today.
Oh, wow.
So from 1969 until then, boom. So 17 years, no Dead Man original story. I guess he popped up maybe a couple places, but in terms of a solo.
It seems like. This must be, this can't be his first, like, post-crisis appearance, right? Because Batman seems to know him and stuff.
That is interesting. It seems like the crisis thing didn't really affect Deadman too much. I don't know, because, like, this book opens up with Batman and stuff, and that's how the issue in 1969 ended. Like, boom. So we jump 17 issues, and it just picks up the story. 17 years, I mean. So, yeah, it's very weird. But that run from the 60s with Neil Adams and Jack Miller, that was reprinted in a 7-issue series in 1985, the year before this. So I guess that primed the pump to remind everybody about Dead Man. And then
it's coming back. Get ready.
Yeah. So it's not like there, you didn't have to have a very good memory to remember the story. Like, you just had to have bought the other Dead Man. And oh, yeah, then it picks up right from there. But for us, who didn't read that 7-issue limited series in 1985. Nope. We're jumping into the middle of something. We have no idea what's going on.
Not at all.
So this here 4-issue limited series that we're doing today, and we're doing issue 1, this was written by Andrew Helfer with art by Jose Luis Garcia Lopez. And after this series ended, Dead Man next appeared in Action Comics Weekly in 1988 and in 1989, and he had some more limited series and one-shots. Then he got an ongoing series in 2002 that lasted just 9 issues.
Oh, no. That's a stain on the old CV right there.
But I guess he keeps popping up and stuff. I think wasn't he involved in Justice League Dark, right? I think he was over
there. Yeah, maybe like the character himself. He's just supposed to inhabit other people's books for a little bit. And then
So this Boston Brand fella, he was a circus trapeze artist who performed under the name Dead Man. And he wore this red costume with a white corpse mask to make him look like he's a dead guy.
Boy, DC loves their acrobats, like Robin and Deadman, like.
Yeah, Deadman's kind of like a cross between Robin and the Spectre. Like a very similar backstory to the Spectre in a way. So during one of his shows, though, he was murdered. He was shot while he was flipping around like a little monkey in the air there. He got sniped by somebody in the crowd.
Yeah.
Shot right in the chest. And he falls to the ground. He's dead. Because I guess he never liked to perform with nets. Although I think the bullet to the chest would have killed him anyway. But
probably. Yeah. Unless that mesh, like net, kind of, you know, kept his organs in or something. Acted as a tourniquet.
The guy who killed him was a fella named Hook. And he had a hook for a left hand.
Very creative with the nicknames.
Could have called him Brady. But no, he's Hook. And so once he dies, he meets the Hindu god Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna, who apparently is a very foxy lady, as we learn in this. This year's. And she gives Bran the power to possess any living being to search for, so he can go out and search for his murderer and find justice. And I guess like the deal is that he will help her balance the good and evil in the world. Is that what they say in this, I think?
Apparently, yeah. He's supposed to be maintaining the balance of good and evil, but I don't know how just catching one murderer really does that.
I don't know. So, but yeah, that's his gimmick now. Like, no one can see him. He's a ghost.
Yeah. But
he floats around and possesses their bodies. So that Hook fella who shot Bran, he killed him as part of an initiation into a secret society of assassins. And I guess it was like a, who's that Batman guy? Ra's al Ghul?
Right. Yeah, okay. Rachel Ghoul, yeah.
I guess he has a secret society of assassins or something?
Yeah, the League of Assassins.
Yeah, there you go.
Part of that.
And I guess these are kind of what this was, it seems. Ra's al Ghul's second in command at the time was a guy named the Sensei, who we will encounter in this book.
Yeah.
And the
But there he was.
And the Sensei was trying to like take the society away from Ra's al Ghul or something, and then Batman got involved, and there's a lot of stuff. So this Hook fella, I don't know if he was really, I guess he was trying to get into this group, but he was also part of a another larger an offshoot group called the Scavengers, who stole advanced technology for profit, and I guess everybody in that group only had one hand. That was their gimmick.
Oh. Well, if they're stealing advanced technology, you think they could come up with something better than hooks? Like, don't you have robot hands or something?
Like, I don't know. I'm kind of filling in some gaps here in this story. You know, I just connect the dots that I read. But it seems like I did read that, like, more than one, like, it seems like all these assassins in this group just had one hand. So I don't know if that was a prerequisite to get into the group, or if you would join with two hands, they took one of them away. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. Kind of like there was a movie they talked about on Quentin Tarantino's podcast one time where somebody was putting together like a bank robbing crew made entirely of blind people.
Well, that seems
and like they built a replica of the bank so that they would know exactly where things were by feel and stuff like that. I was like, okay, weird choice, but
yes, that's a good. All right, so that's basically Dead Man's backstory, and I don't know. Anything else about Dead Man? I mean, do you have any other questions?
Apparently, I mean, his name's Boston. His brother's name is Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's naming them, naming their kids after where they were conceived or something.
I don't know. I don't know. I forgot to look at. Yeah. His brother Cleveland is in this issue. They're twin brothers. And Cleveland, from what I read, Cleveland had a wife who died, and then they had a daughter. So he took the story gets, again, at DC's backstory, they're all weird.
Yeah.
But somehow he was involved with in like a Mexican cartel or something, smuggling people across the U.S. border or something, but he didn't know he was doing it. Yeah, he didn't know he was doing it. He was like, I don't know, unknowingly. A patsy in this whole scheme. So then when that got busted up, he said, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll take my daughter here and we'll go back and we'll run that circus and I'll try and find who killed my brother. So that's what he did. So now Cleveland goes to the circus where Boston was murdered and he takes over for Boston. And again, they're twins. So they look alike. And, although everyone knows him as Cleveland, they don't think, yeah, you get the point. But anyway, he's like, I want to be a trapeze artist like old Boston there. And I'll find out who killed him. I'll solve this mystery. I don't know what happened to the daughter there. It seems like she just...
Yeah. Like
the daughter's never even mentioned in this, right?
No. So. Yeah, gives up his body for a week. No thought of where, you know, his daughter's going to be and all.
Yeah. So, all right. The writer here is Andrew Helfer. I may have talked about him before on the show.
But yeah. I remember that name. Did he do like the shadow issue we did or something?
Yes, I think so, actually. That you mentioned it. Yes. Good on you with that memory. Because he did have the writing credits of The Shadow, I believe. So, but he was born in 1958. First published work was in DC Special Series 25, 1981. 92 writing credits at DC, including Secret Origins, The Shadow, Batman Journey in the Night, Judge Dredd, and Atari Force.
Oh.
He did not do the issue we did, though, of Atari Force. But he did do that Shadow issue. That we did, so that's impressive.
I was gonna say, I remember
recall on that, right?
Yeah, every once in a while it kicks in.
Yeah, and Jose Luis Garcia Lopez, I love this guy's art. He was born in Spain in 1948. We've talked about him on the show before, but a quick recap. He moved to Argentina when he was three and he spent his whole life there. He broke in with Charlton Comics in the 60s and then started working for DC in 1975. 236 penciling credits at DC, including Action Comics, Batman, Detective Comics, Hercules Unbound, Jonah Hex, Superman, and Atari Force. We've never done a Jonah Hex book on this show.
No, we really need to.
Yeah, it's one of the few.
Good point.
Yeah, they're still there. So, yeah, but I love Jose Luis Garcia Lopez. He did that Atari Force issue we did. I know that. But he's just a great artist, I think. I think he's awesome. So
he's all right.
Oh, he's awesome. So. All right, let's get into this book, Jank. Why don't you tell us about this cover? Look at this cover. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite the affair. It's very colorful. So we got the DC kind of little cutoff circle there, and it says four-part miniseries. Got the Andrew Helfer and Jose Luis Garcia Lopez names there, and then we got Dead Man. And it looks very kind of old-school, pulpy, you know, comics, like Tales from the Crypt, that type of thing. Then this is all new, first issue. So they're like, okay, well, that was a reprint last year. Now this is all new.
Yeah.
And we got Dead Man just kind of standing there in his costume, like kind of screaming at the heavens, it looks like. Fists clenched. And then in the background, there's just a bunch of blue and pink lines with like faces, like the same faces, but kind of cut apart in different order, I guess. Like you see Sensei's face, I guess, and I think, you know, Ramakrishna.
Yep.
Just kind of represented in these weird rays behind him. And there's some like yellow smoke pillowing in various places.
Yeah, the blue and the pink coloring really sets this off, and Ramakrishna looks good. Why don't you describe the Dead Man's costume for the people who have never seen it?
So his costume itself is kind of red. It's very Daredevil-esque, except with like a big flared out Iron Fist collar.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, it's like Iron Fist and Daredevil combined.
Yeah. And then he's got like a giant D, a white D on his chest. And
on his belly. On his belly.
Yeah.
his chest is like a deep 70s disco shirt. So it goes all the way down. Yeah. So his chest is like white.
Deep V. Yeah. Because, then his head, I guess it's a mask that he wears.
Yeah.
At least when he was alive. I don't know if that's become his face now that he's dead, but he wears like this white mask, kind of like the Silver Surfer, but white instead of like chrome.
But it also covers, like, his chest is that shade of white too, though, so.
Yeah, but you see the brother, like, wearing it later, and it's a mask, so.
Very strange, very strange. But, yeah, it's like he, and he's got, like, little Robin booties, too, like red boots, like Robin wears. It's quite the outfit.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I love the cover. And then we open it up, and the first thing we see is that filthy Batman.
Yeah, you love it.
I know. I was so upset when I saw this. I didn't know Batman was in this. When I picked it because of the cover. Not because of Batman.
Batman's in everything we've been doing lately. Martian Manhunter. Like, apparently this is when he's like leaving the Outsiders. Like, Batman, for a solitary guy, is apparently involved in everyone's business. And
hey, I went ahead and I read some of the other, or at least looked through all the other issues in this series. And I think in issue 3 or 4, there's an ad. Because there's a couple of Batman and Outsider ads in this one and the next one. And then I think in one of the later issues, there's an ad for The Dark Knight Returns.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's really cool because it's like I'd never seen an ad like that. Because it just shows Batman standing with that girl Robin. And like the description of it's just like, it seems like now you hear it so iconic, Batman, Dark Knight Returns. But at the time, you know, no one knew what it was. It wasn't out yet, you know? It was just
nobody knew. It was like an alternate future type thing. Like,
yeah, it just said see Batman and see Robin like you've never seen before. All I don't know if it said gritty, but it said yeah. But it was pretty cool to see that ad. But anyway, all right. So yeah, Batman. We see him. This isn't a traditional splash page. This is a skinny vertical panel or skinny horizontal panel at the top of the page, and Batman's like throwing open some doors, and he's like, "What the hell is going on here, Boston? Get your tail back in bed." So basically, they were having, they were making sweet, sweet love, and Boston Brand got out of bed to get some cookies, and Batman's like, "Get back in bed." No, that's not what happened at all.
I'm not satisfied yet.
So I think at the end of that 1969 issue, that Sensei fella poisoned Boston Brand. Oh, we should mention that they're in some magical city. Well, they're in a magical city. They're in a magical city. Oh, what's the city called? Right. I forget the name of it. It'll pop up here at some point.
Nanda Parbat? Is that it?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, we'll go with that. And when they're in this city, like Rama Krishna, this is her mystical, magical city. And when Dead Man is in this city, he's human.
Ah, that's right. That's why Batman can see him and talk to him and stuff.
Yep. So, but once he goes outside the city limits, he's a ghost. Kind of like me in Greensburg, my hometown. As long as I'm within the city limits. All right. But, yeah,
that's
so
at the bag. Then people can see you and comment on how well you're doing.
At the supermarket, I'm a very good bagger. So anyway, at the end of that final issue in 1969, he was poisoned by Sensei. So there's like, oh, is he going to die or whatever? So here this book opens up and he's been resting up and he's healing and he wants to get back out in the world, you know? And Batman's like, no, get back in bed. You're still not healthy yet. Why is Batman just hanging around this? Oh, I guess maybe he was here for that Ra's al Ghul fella or something. I don't know. Maybe that's
it does seem weird that, like, why would it matter? Like, if he's going to die, if he's dead everywhere else, what's going to happen if he dies here? Like, he'll just either be dead or he'll heal himself back up again. I don't know.
That's a good question, because as soon as he's poisoned, why don't they just take him out of the city limits and Batman will be back to being a ghost? Yeah,
exactly. Problem solved.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, he's he wants to get back out there because he wants to – he says he's got some living to do or something. What does he want to do? He wants to go
– I think he just wants to bang his girlfriend.
But he wants to go see – yeah, he wants to – now that he's known what it's like to be human again – he wants to go back to his old life and try and experience.
Yeah, kind of say goodbye to it before he officially becomes Ramakrishna's, you know, errand boy.
Yes, there it is. That summed it up well. So Batman's trying to say, no, you can't. You got to take it easy there, you know? And then, but then Batman finally relents and he says, all right, there's your costume there, buddy. And he's like, all right. So, his brother shows up too, Cleveland. Brand,
yeah,
like he's also there for a while there. I wasn't sure, like I didn't know they were twins until after I started doing research, So when I was first reading this, I'm like, wow, they look a lot alike. Boston Franklin. Like, is this just a mistake on Jose Luis Garcia Lopez's part? Or no, they really are twins. All right.
I mean, it's a good thing Batman doesn't take his mask off at all, because he also looks a lot like them. It would be very confusing.
But yeah, so Dead Man wants to go see Ramakrishna. Like, I guess she has a temple or something. So he's going to go over there and give her a piece of his mind, you know?
Yeah.
He's very upset about something. I don't know. But he just has a cool look to him, this Dead Man guy.
Yeah. The way this artist draws kind of reminds me of like a Sal Buscema, especially when it comes to the face of Dead Man.
Yeah. I can see that. Like early Sal Buscema. Not the later angular, edgy Bill Sienkiewicz kind of Sal Buscema.
Not so much.
But I like the backgrounds here in these panels. Like, you see Dead Man walking. There's a lot of interesting stuff they do here, or he does, with the panel layouts and just the backgrounds and like the green and yellow striped psychedelic patterns and stuff in the background. Yeah. Pretty cool. So he goes in to talk to Rama, and again, she's just a good looking lady. And so it's like her big floating head, and he's yelling at her.
Yeah, she's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And she doesn't want him to leave. She's like, no, you can't leave. We got a mission to do, you know? Because she's saying that there's going to be a bunch of people coming to her magic city to try and take it over or something, right? Like, that's what she's afraid of. And she's like, no, we need you here. You can't go running around. And he's like, no. I'm going to be your little I got to do what I got to do, you know? So, see you later, Rama. And he takes off and leaves.
Yep.
That's about it. Oh, and then we get an ad for Batman and the Outsiders. It had to happen. Batman and the Outsiders, issue 32. Batman leaves.
Yeah, but the Outsiders continue alone in Adventures of the Outsiders.
Yeah, and how long does it last without Batman? Like, 3 issues?
Probably. Yep.
But
you should kiss that badass. Keep him around.
But then the next page, we get some more of that psychedelic backgrounds of blue and stuff. And then great pictures of Rama. Man, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just leaves, so he's going to go back home. And to get back up, this magical city's in the Himalayas. So to get out of the Himalayas, you know, you got to walk through a bunch of snow. You know, it's very cold. And so Batman puts on his little coat, and Cleveland. And
thermal underwear.
Yeah, so the three of them, Boston, Cleveland, and Batman, they start trudging through the snow, trying to make their way out of the city. And once they get to the city limits, Dead Man turns into a ghost again.
Yep.
And he's gone. No one can see him. And Cleveland's, like, very confused by this. He's like, where did he go? Where did he go? Where's my brother? And
yeah, I don't know why Dead Man didn't explain this all to Cleveland before they left. Like, he tries to then write him a note later on, but you could have just told him this while you had a body still.
So then Batman says, all right, we're going to get out of here there, Cleveland, because I somehow booked us a passage on a plane. I don't know, the plane's flying overhead. And they, like, I don't know how they get up there. They have these giant yellow balloons.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Skyhook thing I think they did in The Dark Knight. Remember Batman had to get out of Asia?
I try to forget about that movie.
Crazy. Yeah.
So the plane flies through, and it hooks them on their balloons. And now Dead Man has possessed the body of Batman.
Yeah.
So he knows what it's like to suck now. And then he's talking to Cleveland, and he's trying to explain to Cleveland. He makes a reference to their childhood, and he goes, what, Boston, is that you? So he's starting to get on to the idea that, his brother is possessing people.
Not enough, apparently, because, again, this is all news to him later on.
Well, he's named after Cleveland. How bright could he be? And then we see that sensei guy. He's like just in a little diaper, but he's in the middle of the snow and he doesn't care. Because he, the mind controls the body.
He's kind of sitting, cross-legged. Kind of looks like a white version of Gateway from the X-Men.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, but sensei's going to, he's not dead. Because earlier, like at the end of the last, in the issue of 1969, sensei's just, left for dead in the snow. And earlier when he's talking to Rama, Deadman says, like, yeah, forget about that Sensei guy. He's dead. He's a popsicle now. Don't worry about him. But no, he's not dead. He's still out there. So
he's coming back to destroy.
All right, Jank. Now we see Cleveland is back. I like how he just parachutes down to the circus. They can't land the plane. Batman just kicks him out. And he,
yep. He's pure acrobatics. Jump out of this plane.
6 hours later, Cleveland Brand silently parachutes to the ground just outside the circus. All right, so what happens here, Jack? Why don't you take us through this one?
So as he gets there, he sees some hoodlums. They're burglaring the payroll office.
Yeah.
Yep. And they got guns. So they're grabbing the money and running. And he's like, well, I'm no hero. That was always Boston's specialty. But I've got to do something. So here goes. But before he can do anything, Boston jumps in and he inhabits one of the guys and just starts singing a song and like shooting up in the air. And the other guy's like, what are you doing? And like he just kind of knocks him on the head, like pistol whips him right in the face and knocks the other guy out.
Yep. Good old Boston possessed him.
Yep. And then he kind of, you know, goes over to Cleveland and is like, hey, you know, here, take this gun and whack me on the head with it. And you'll look like a big old hero.
Yeah. In the art to show that someone's possessed by Deadman, they put like a little yellow glowing circle around him, like a little halo around him. But apparently Cleveland can't see this. So he doesn't know what's going on. But yeah, he bonks the guy in the head, knocks him out. And then Boston, his spirit flies out of that guy's body. And he's just sitting around laughing while all the circus people come out. And they think that Cleveland has saved the day by knocking out the robbers. So he's a big hero now, this Cleveland. First time Cleveland's won anything. Good on you.
Zing.
And now he's chilling in his little circus. I guess, what is this, a little caravan or whatever? That's not like a apartment. It's his little...
Yeah, a trailer.
It's a traveling circus. Yeah, a trailer.
Yeah.
And he's
very confused. He's like, but there's only one possibility that makes sense now. Boston is dead, but his spirit's out there somewhere watching over me like a guardian angel. I mean, you just saw the guy in the flesh yesterday. Like, I don't know why this is all coming to a surprise to you.
Yeah, I don't get this either. Why Cleveland is so dumb. Why didn't you pick up on things earlier? But he's like, I've got to think, you know, he's got to focus or something. He's got to get, and here the next thing you know is he wakes up and it's the day. The sun's out. It's no longer night. And his hand hurts.
A typical night for Cousin Brandon.
But he looks down and here there's a note written on the table there. And he's reading the letter that he wrote to himself. Boston possessed his body and wrote him a letter. So Boston writes his letter explaining everything. How do you feel about reading the curse of writing here?
It was a little tough, especially with the way some of these pages look kind of faded. And it was not the easiest.
Yeah, the scan's not too sharp here. And reading the cursive was a chore. But we get a great page here. Of like a collage of basically Dead Man's story of, you know, being the trapeze artist. And we see his girlfriend there in the background and some other people from the circus. And we see him getting shot, falling to the ground, being dead. His spirit standing over his dead body. And it's just him giving the backstory of everything that's happened to him. And there's that Hook guy.
And yeah.
Then Sensei killed Hook.
Found the Hook guy. Yep. But Sensei already got there and killed him.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that earlier. I think it was just to keep Hook quiet or something because Hook was going to, I don't know.
He thought that Hook had failed to kill me because you kept up the dead man after I died. Okay.
There you go.
So I guess they didn't realize. Oh, yeah, actually did kill him.
But yeah, another great panel collage there. And then we see Dead Man floating in the air above his brother. And basically, like you mentioned earlier, he's asking his brother, hey, can I have control of your body for 1 week?
Yeah.
Because I want to go see my
brother. I don't have one. Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Cool. But here's the weird thing, though.
But to bang his brother. I don't care how good he is.
That gets very no problem. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second because that's very weird the way that went down.
Yeah,
but yeah, his brother's like, all right, yeah, go ahead, but I'm really tired, so I gotta take a nap. So he goes, but then so Boston Brand possesses his brother, and he's going around the circus, and he's like, look at this, back at the circus again. And he talks to his buddy. Is this supposed to be the strong man from the circus?
And he's
doesn't look that strong, you know.
Kind of average, yeah.
He's no Roman Reigns. Tell you that much. And he's chopping wood, and Cleveland's talking to him. And at first, the guy thinks he's Boston just because of the costume and everything. He's like, "Oh, you look like your brother so much." And he's like, "No, it's me, Cleveland." And but he's chatting it up with them. And does anything important come out of this?
Not really.
I think so.
Boston just is kind of like, "Oh, maybe he's smarter than I thought he was because he understands death." And my stupid brother Cleveland couldn't.
He's like, all right, well, I'm going to go see my girlfriend. And he goes over and he knocks on her door. Now, the girlfriend, she opens the door and she says, Cleve. And she puts her arms around. So she's been banging the brother?
Yeah, apparently. Guess if you're twins, just as good, I guess.
And it doesn't seem like. And we just see Boston saying no, ... as he's kind of pulling the door shut. But.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unanswered questions here, because then the next page sure. just cuts to him visiting his own grave at the cemetery. Yep. So what do you think went down there with the girlfriend? Like,
no, did he even bother explaining, or he was just like, well, if she's banging my brother, I'm just going to take advantage of this then.
Would it, because you think he would at least be upset, wait a minute, you're banging my brother?
Yeah.
Already? Like, come on, I'm barely dead. I don't know. How long has he been dead, man, at this point? I don't know. He's probably been dead for a while. But anyway,
yeah.
Still, it seems weird, you know?
That, I mean, he's down to go from the jump. Yeah, it's very strange.
Very excited to see Cleve. Like, does he even bother to explain? No. See, I'm the spirit of Boston, and now I'm inside Cleve's body, and we'll never know. We'll never know, because they just jump ahead. So,
all right. Yep.
So he's going to go visit his own grave, and he's like,
your time.
Yeah, and then there's another little guy from the circus. He's like a Hindu guy with a turban and earrings and just a diaper. And his name is Vashnu. And I guess Vashnu can tell that it's Boston inside Cleve's body because he's a mystical fella.
Yeah. Like, he worships Rama.
And he says, hey, you can't be here. You got to go back to serve Rama Kushner, to that magical city place. They need you back there. You know? You can't be dicking around here pretending to be Cleve. Go. And he's like, nope, I'm staying. And
nope, I got to get Cleveland into shape. If he's going to pretend to be me, like, he's got to be better at this acrobatic thing. So I'm going to practice with his body.
Yeah, so we get a great sequence of panels, or not even panels, just pictures of the dead man doing a flip, but he lands on his butt, so he can't do it. And then we see a collage of him out on a date with the girlfriend. And again, does she know at this point?
Unclear.
And then he's getting ripped, and he's working out in the gym, doing exercises, jumping rope. And then at the bottom of the page, we see another leaping sequence, and this time he lands on his feet because he's been training.
He did it.
How about that? And all right, so now
no memory of this, so I don't know that really helps any.
So now it's the big night at the circus, and Cleveland Brand is going to perform, but of course it's Boston in his body. So he's going to do the same thing he did. He's going to do the same act he did when he was murdered, Jank. Nothing could go wrong this time, because
I see no way this could possibly end badly.
And Vashnu, the whole time, that Vashnu guy's like, hey, you shouldn't do this. You should not do this. And he's like, what do you mean? This is going to be great.
That out, you know?
Something. And he's like, nah, I don't want any nets. I want to feel alive. I want to feel the danger.
Yeah.
Because really, what are the odds? Like, the last time you did a trapeze act, you were shot by someone in the crowd and died. What are the odds?
That guy is dead, so
yeah, he's dead.
Again.
So what happens, Jack?
Well, turns out, as luck would have it, the exact same thing happens again. He's doing the routine. He jumps across the trapeze there and feels the familiar crack in his chest and plummets to his death yet again in his brother's body.
But it's another great page layout here of him, the way it's broken up. Because in the center, we get a little like spot of his dead body on the ground. And then we get like panels branching off up and down. And no going, oh, it's great.
Everyone's yelling, not again, not again.
Yeah.
Been and done this. Bad idea.
Two twin brothers die the exact same way in the most crazy way possible. Being shot in the middle of a trapeze act.
Oh, God.
So now Cleveland is in like the, they depict the afterlife like this white realm with swirling pink and blue and black dots and everything. And it's pretty cool. And Cleveland's like, hey, what are you doing to me, brother? I let you have my body for 1 week. You banged my girlfriend. It used to be your girlfriend. And then you got me shot in the chest and killed. What the hell? And and he's like, hey, sorry, bud. You know, I didn't know.
And, use the brakes. Yeah.
It's bad luck, I guess. And Cleveland's so mad, he starts punching his brother, cracking him in the face.
Yeah.
And, but then, like, this vortex.
Austin, your fault. And it is. 100%
is. It is 100% his fault. And then this vortex opens up and starts sucking Cleveland into it. And, yeah. And Deadman's like, oh, no, they're going to have my brother. They're going to take my brother. So Deadman says, no, 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 here's what we'll do. Because I guess there's something like if a soul, you got to balance things out or something again. So, like, if a soul is taken, like, someone's going to die here.
Yeah, and someone's soul has got to get taken here. And he's like, I'd rather it be me. Don't take my brother.
Yeah, so Boston's like, you know what, Cleve? You'll enjoy, you can be Rama's ghost's person. I'm going to completely die here. So you can at least know what some semblance of life is. I'm going to go. So he tries to sacrifice himself. And it doesn't really go as planned, Cenk. What really happens here?
I believe, like, she says, you know, basically, this is just to suck your brother into eternal peace. Like, I guess he's going to go to heaven. So you really shouldn't be fighting this. And then he's like, well, no, take me instead. And she's like, well, you can't go to heaven because you've got my influence or whatever. Like, your soul's been tainted. So, you know, we can't take you, basically. Your vessel has been corrupted.
But he's like, no, I'm going.
The doorway to perception will forever be locked. You will be. Yeah, he just tries to run at this point.
Yeah, so he keeps running towards, like, this little circle. Where, so he's going to go out through this thing because he thinks he's saving his brother. But he's not actually saving his brother. But he doesn't care. He's determined to do it. And he hears his brother scream no one more time. And then the next thing you know, he pops up out of his grave.
And yeah.
He's like a living dead guy, like a zombie kind of, above his grave. Another hell of a page there.
And like the Marvel's that.
Yeah, Simon Garth.
That's who that is, right? Yeah, that's right.
So then that's how the book ends, and it says, next, This Mortal Coil is the title of the next issue. But what a final panel that is, too, by Jose Luis Garcia Lopez.
Pretty good. Right? I'll give you that.
All right, so did you look ahead to the next issue?
No.
All right, so here's what happens. So when the way it ends like this, I'm like, oh. So they're changing the whole concept of Deadman. Now he's going to be like a zombie in the world, I guess. But nope, that's not what happens at all.
Not even for one issue?
Nope, not even for like a panel. His brother grabbed his little booty foot before he got totally sucked through the vortex, and he yanked him back. So his reanimated corpse just falls to the ground, I guess, on top of his grave, because he makes a reference to someone from the circus reburying his dead body. So now they're both in that netherworld thing. And then his brother says, hey, it's okay. It's okay there, Boston. I'm going to go. It doesn't seem that bad at all, you know, because he's like a bright and happy, like he's going to heaven or whatever, you know. And so, yeah, his brother just disappears and dies. And that's it.
Oh, so this really didn't lead to anything. I'll hear.
Yeah. It was a real bait and switch there at the dead body coming out. Just nothing happened. So, yeah, Boston Brand is still just the spirit that can inhabit bodies. Nothing changed. Still the same thing. But he lost a brother. So that's something.
Yeah. Yeah. That was dumb. That's his own fault.
Yep.
He's kind of got that Hellblazer type of look.
Yeah.
Everybody who knows him just messing up their lives.
But I had no idea this was the backstory of Dead Man. Like, I just thought it was just a quirk. Like, it's very much like the Spectre in a way. Like, remember that guy died and he made a deal to, like, be the Vengeance or whatever, Spirit of Vengeance. So it's kind of like the same thing. Like, he made a deal to be her messenger boy. I think this Ramakrishna gets destroyed soon, too, right? After this, I think.
Oh, really?
maybe not this series, but I think at some point.
Samurai at this point.
So, but yeah, I didn't know there was this Hindu, like, mystical religious aspect to Dead Man. So, oh, that's pretty cool. I just thought it was just a little quirk of the universe that he died and he was still a ghost.
Yeah, it's nice to know the backstory now.
So how do you feel about the Dead Man?
This wasn't the most entertaining story, but it's a good premise, so I still enjoy the character. I think he's pretty cool. Again, they left a lot of things blank here as to what happened with the girlfriend and stuff like that. And
I really want to know what happened there.
A lot of questions about that, but...
I could have done without Batman. You always lose a point for me when Batman's included. But yeah, the writing here is fine. I love the art, though. I'm a big fan of this guy. Big fan. So I think you'll see him nominated for a Golden Quesadilla. Or what do we give away? Do we give away the quesadillas? What do we give away?
Fleas.
The fleas. The fleas. The golden fleas. hey, we're coming up on that again, right? Because we're up to like issue
I think we are.
Episode 244 or something. So
yeah, we're only about six away.
Yeah, 250. We should bust out another award show. But I think you'll see this guy nominated. yeah, so I enjoyed it, you know. Big fan of the art. Story was good. I will say that the other subsequent issues that I flipped through weren't as good story-wise, I would say.
Oh, really?
Like, the art was still great.
This one didn't have a whole lot of story. It's just,
yeah,
he wants you to do your job. He's like, nah. And then at the end, he still doesn't want to do his job.
It involves a lot of weird, that Sensei guy, he goes back to that magical city and he encounters that Sensei guy. And he's got some dudes with guns, and these guns, like, shoot energy balls around, and they entrap Dead Man in, like, this glowing orb or something. And so, I'm not a fan of that, really. But,
you'd rather just get shot in the chest with a good old-fashioned
yes!
That's all these energy orbs.
So, laser I don't tag. Know. But overall, I'll give this an 8 just for the cover and for the art. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think I'll give it a 7. I wasn't quite as big a fan as you were, but it's solid enough. You could do worse with your time.
I still like the concept of Dead Man.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this Boston Brand guy. Yeah.
Just seemed like a bit of a jerk.
Yeah. A little bit.
Really screwed over his brother here and didn't seem that upset about it.
So, I don't know if I like the idea of him having a twin brother who dies. Like, there's a lot. But the concept.
Yeah, of inhabiting somebody else's body. Yeah, that always works.
And he has a great look. Like the,
very
the ghastly white face. Yeah. So, all right, there's your Dead Man. And what do you got for us next week there, Jank?
So you know what? I figured we're on a real DC kick here. I'll keep that going a little bit more.
Okay.
And I kind of build off what you've been doing here and go for another kind of Justice League Dark type, member.
Ooh.
And, let's take a look at the Zatanna special.
Hey, I'm a big fan of Zatanna.
7 or 88, one of those two. But yeah, me too. Oh, what a character.
Zatanna special, 1980 something.
Yeah.
So there's no number involved in this. It's just a special.
It's just 1987. It says the Tana special is what they listed as, and then you just full. I think it's only like 30 pages, so it's not that special.
All right, you're a big fan of the Zatanna. So all right, I've never read any of her stuff, but I've seen pictures, and I'm a fan.
Yeah. Quite the costume.
So, all right. We'll check out that next week. And I think after that, I'm going back to Marvel after that because we've been doing DC so much. And I think I've already picked the issue out, I think. And it's a classic flea market fantasy issue. So in 2 weeks, look for that. But next week, Zatanna special. And thanks to Jank and thanks to everybody. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. We appreciate it. So until next week, don't get any jank on you.